Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Folks, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, folks, your donations are welcome and always appreciative. Just a little side note, folks, in case you're tuning in for the first time to End Time World News. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world each and every day. Okay, so just so you know that. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus, and current and world events, and also leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So with all that said, again, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, and donations are always welcome. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated July 18th. Sunday, 2021, and the headline reads as follows. This is the headline on the article here, folks. 17,503 dead. I repeat, this is the headline of the article. 17,503 dead. 1.7 million injured and 50% serious, reported in the European Union's database of adverse drug reactions for the COVID-19 shots. Oh, boy. Well, buckle yourself in here, folks, in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to bring you this news here. Definitely sit down, grab a cup of coffee, buckle yourself in. This is going to be shocking news. And again, I bring you this news unbiasedly. It's not about left or right. It's about information. And I bring you this news. I have to throw this disclaimer as well. This disclaimer is I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give medical care advice or subscribe anything. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and the First Amendment free speech rights under the United States Constitution, I can bring you this alternative news and information, folks. So keep that in mind. Again, I'm not going to prescribe anything, but I'm just going to lay out the facts as I always try to do, as I've done on this podcast and many, many, many other podcasts before this one. I try to lay out the news to our friends, our Christians, and our non-Christian friends alike, unbiasedly, so you can make up your own mind. Things are happening. This vaccine, in my humble opinion, is not good. It's poison. But let's get into today's news. Okay. The European Union database of suspected drug reaction reports is Endura Vigilance, which also tracks reports of injuries, deaths following the experimental COVID-19 vaccines. A Health Impact News subscriber from Europe reminded us that the database maintained by Endura Vigilance is only for countries in Europe who are part of the European Union, the EU, which is comprised of, by the way, 27 countries, folks. The total number of countries in Europe is much higher, almost twice as many. Nuremberg, around 50. There's some differences of opinion as to which countries are technically part of Europe and which ones are not. So far as these numbers are, they do not reflect all of Europe. The actual number in Europe who are reported dead or injured due to the COVID-19 shots would be much higher than what we're reporting here. The Endura Vigilance Database reports that through July 3rd, 2021, and this is the numbers I know I'm coming to you live here from this podcast, folks, on the 18th, but the numbers I have out from Endura Vigilance is through July 3rd of 2021. So that's the closest numbers I can give you is right here, folks. But so far, there are 17,503 deaths and over 1,687,527 reported injuries following the injections of four experimental COVID-19 shots. They are consistent. And I'm going to read through the shots here. COVID mRNA vaccine by Moderna. The number of that shot is CX024414. The next one is COVID-19 mRNA vaccine by the Pfizer-BioNTech. The third one is COVID-19 vaccine by the AstraZeneca. And the numbers on that are CHADOX1. NCOV-19, and the last one is by, this is Johnson & Johnson, but it goes by COVID vaccine Janssen 8026.COV2.S. So those are the shots along with their ID, at least on most of the shots there that I read off. So that's basically the four main companies that are in the game here. It's very, very toxic. And again, the link will be down below, folks, so you can read the link in its entirety so you know that I'm telling you the truth and not making any of this stuff up. From the total number of injuries recorded, half of them, 837,588, are serious injuries. Seriousness provides information on suspected undesirable effect. It can be classified as serious if it corresponds to a medical occurrence that results in death. The life-threatening requires inpatient hospitalization, results in another medically important condition, or prolong of existing hospitalization, results persistent or significant disability, incapacity, or congenital anomaly or birth defect. As what was reported yesterday, tens of thousands of people in the U.S. are now regretting the COVID-19 shots and are begging for help because the medical system has turned their back on them and refuses to help. And again, that's right here in the United States, folks. One subscriber from the U.K. commented in the article and slated that was the same thing that was happening over there. That's exactly the same that's happening in Scotland and also in England. My vaccinated friends, a person goes on to say, my vaccinated friends are not getting appointments with their family doctors who are avoiding them post-vaccination, even though, although there are no patients in the GP surgery waiting rooms, when they have tried to get appointments, it is utterly cruel given they're talked into them and getting the vaccinations and accepted. 10 UK pounds from Scottish and English governments per person vaccinated on the patent list and did not disclose the risk of these vaccinations to the patients. So again, the same thing is going on, folks. It's just a chronic game. They are luring the people. As again, it goes back, and I bring in the Bible here for just a second. They're luring people in to getting the shot, getting the mark, getting the shot, and saying that everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. There are a majority of people. This shot that they're putting into people right now that are going to be sick. Some people it will even kill. Some people it will maim. Maim meaning it'll injure them for the rest of their lives. It's just, again, I've done other podcasts as well, folks, and I just throw this in the mix. And I've been covering the COVID vaccine now just in alternative news and covering this for at least a year, almost going on a year and a half. And I can tell you from the start of this, going back a year, year and a half, the start of this from December 2019, when it first broke out, to 2020, And now we're into 2021, July 18th of 2021. It's been the same thing. People take the shot. Some people do okay. And they're like, well, Eric, we're fine. You know, that I'll give you an example. The neighbors that I live by here in Central Florida, I have a lot of neighbors that took the shot. They're like, well, why aren't you and your family and everybody getting the shot? I'm not going to get the shot. I'm not going to get that mark of the beast. I'm not going to get the shot. This is altering your DNA, folks. It's not only altering your DNA. They're finding out after research that there's graphene oxide in the shots. And a place over in Spain, a laboratory over in Spain, broke that down. I did a podcast, I think, about a few days or a week ago that covered that. A testing lab over in Spain discovered that the Pfizer-BioNTech shot had nothing but graphene oxide in it. Anybody knows, and I'm just for those folks here just tuning in, anybody knows that graphene oxide, if you don't, I'll tell you here, if you take that, it's very toxic to the body. It will produce spike proteins. It will produce blood clots. It will break down the body. And somebody say, well, why is that, Eric? Because it's poisonous. That's all I can tell you. You can Google graphene oxide. You can Google that and see how poisonous it is and what effects it has on the body. I use DuckDuckGo simply, folks, because the search engine and Google's always censoring everything. Matter of fact, I hope and pray these podcasts in the name of God Almighty are getting out to you folks, and you folks are hearing me out and listening and not taking this mark of the beast, not taking this poison, this shot, because Google will do anything and everything possible. I've been censored off YouTube, a lot of the platforms, Facebook, I don't even hardly ever go on. It's not worth it. As soon as I get on there, as soon as I show up, okay, Eric's here, you know, let's close the place down. That's basically what they do, because they don't want to hear the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And God gave man and woman two ears to hear, two eyes to see, and a mouth to speak. And so if you can't, and if I can't speak the truth to you folks, everybody listening to this podcast, and it doesn't matter, Christians, non-Christians, all you folks out there that I love you dearly, listen to this podcast. If I can't speak the truth, then I'd rather not even be alive. And that's just how I feel. I have to get this out in the name of Jesus. I have to. And I pray that there are somebody, people, folks out there just listening to this. And again, I try to come to you each and every week, with a no nonsensical approach of just the facts, without all the drama, without all the hype, without all the fake news. God knows, God forgive us all. We've seen the fake news on TV, ABC, NBC, CNS, CNN, Fox News here in the States. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Getting back to the article as I finish, and again, the link will be down below, and please read the article. It's very, very important that you read the article. And again, as I'm going through the article, the total reactions for the experimental mRNA vaccine BioNTech by Pfizer, 8,426 deaths, 632,623 injuries. And that was just way back in March. So these figures are way, way, way off. This is March 7th, 2021. And again, it's crazy. Now I'm going to read you just some of the numbers of the various drugs and the primary numbers, how many deaths and how many people injured. Total reaction from the experimental mRNA vaccine from Moderna, and again, the link will be down below, is 4,605 deaths, 157,802 injuries, meaning people got maimed, they have problems, maybe they have Bell palsy, you know, where the side of your face freezes, just like a stroke, different types of injuries, could be blood clots, could be anything, but 4,605 deaths. And again, this is with Moderna, 157,802 injuries. And again, the nearest date they're giving me is 03-7-21, so March 7th, 2021. And as I scroll down here to the Oxford AstraZeneca, here are the numbers for the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, 3,871 deaths, 852,616 injuries. And again, that's dated. I only have information right here in front of me up to March 7th, 2021. So you know that it's worse than that. You know that it's at least doubled almost by now. That's March, April, May, June, July. You know, it's been almost 4 months here. So that's more than doubled, folks. And then the last one from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, here are the deaths and here are the injuries. These are the stats and the numbers. And it breaks it down into cardiac disorders, congenital and genetic disorders, and then eye disorders. I mean, this breaks it down into metabolism. And it has the total breakdown of the deaths and then what occurred with what. Now, let me run the last numbers here, folks, as I finish up this podcast. From the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I've got 601 deaths, 44,486 injuries. And again, this is dated 3-7-2021, so March 7th, 2021. And again, there's a whole list here that's going to be in the link and in the description, so you can read and you can go through the numbers. You can say, well, I don't want to take this shot. I'd rather take this shot. Well, you know, you shouldn't take any shot, to be honest with you, folks. But if you want to do that, that's at your sole discretion. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, I'll pray for you. That's totally up to you. If you want to and you insist, you or your family or so on and so forth, insist on taking the shot. But again, I have the numbers laid out for you. I have the facts laid out for you. The people that's been seriously injured, the people that's died, and again, only 17,503 total dead. And again, this is just in the European Union's database. There are people outside of the European Union, many, many, many more countries that people have dead. But again, this is just in the 27 countries, folks, just 27 that have died so far. Is it higher than this? You better believe it, folks. Absolutely. So let me just say something here, folks. I want to read, and I know I do this quite a bit, but I want to read from Revelation chapter 13 and going down to verse 16 through 18, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And he causeth big and small, great and rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man shall buy, sell, say that he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. This is 18, verse 18. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay, so I read that in relation to this podcast. What I'm seeing going on right now in France is their textbook revelation. In other words, what I see President Emmanuel Macron over in France, the president of France, he's now saying, an article has come out, you cannot buy groceries unless you take this shot, unless you take this mark. So again, folks, I just want my brothers and sisters in Christ to be aware, for those people here in the United States, I'm here in Central Florida live, for those people in the United States saying it can't come here, it can't come here. Let me tell you how trends work. Trends work like this, and this is going to prove my theory right once again. Just like COVID, somebody said, well, COVID broke out in China and the bats and all that. Well, you can believe that theory if you want. That was a man-made virus, a man-made in a laboratory. It wasn't no bats. That's the truth. And the truth is slowly coming out, okay? That was man-made for depopulation. And do you know how fast it spread? It was just a matter of 3 or 4 or 5 months before it got over here to the United States. I think only three or four, to be honest with you, if I do recall correctly. It got over here. So when somebody starts jumping up and down and yelling at me and this and that. Oh, Eric, you're crazy. You're nuts. You're this, you're that, you know, go back to your church and leave me alone. And you're just out of your mind and blah, 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 blah. I say, God, give me strength, guidance, and wisdom to deal with this person. But all I can say is I can pray for that brother or sister. But again, these pandemics and these trends always start over at the smaller countries. This is the pattern. I'm a watcher and observer of the pattern. I try to read the Bible as much as humanly possible every day. But again, these trends start abroad. Then they come over to the United States. The United States is always the final stop. And again, just like with the COVID-19 scam that started in China, look where it is over here now. Now there's these Delta variants, Gamma, Beta, and all these other crazy variants, folks. And you have to understand that when people say out of ignorance, it'll never happen to me, it'll never happen to me, those are the first people that it happens to. Okay? You have to understand that. So, like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, your donations, again, are always welcome and greatly, greatly appreciated. And again, the link will be down below. Please read this article in its entirety. It's about a 15-minute read or so. If you're a slow reader like me, maybe 18 minutes. But if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, if you have not, okay, find a quiet place. I would invite you to ask Jesus to come into your life. If you have not, find a quiet place, find a quiet room, find maybe a corner of the house, even if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom for 5 minutes. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, because things, I really wish I could sit here, folks, and I could tell you things that just aren't true. But I'm not like that. I seek nothing but the truth. I have an obsession. I guess God just put this in me the way he made me. I have an obsession for the truth, and I just always want to know the truth and pass the truth on to my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you want to invite Jesus into your heart, please say this little prayer and follow after me. Find a quiet spot in your house, your work, your break, your car, anything, just a quiet corner. It'll only take 2 or 3 minutes. Just repeat after me, folks. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer right now, that's the salvation prayer. And I know there's prayers that are a little shorter than that. That's the one that I love. That's the one that I always go by. And yeah, there's a lot of other prayers in the Bible too that are just short and sweet. But I like when something actually has meaning. I like there should be an intimacy between you and through Jesus Christ, you to God, an intimacy, meaning you and Jesus and God, you through Jesus to God. And I like the prayer, and hopefully you liked it too, and I want to say congratulations. If you prayed that prayer right now, congratulations. I commend you. I celebrate with you. Your next step would be to get a Bible somehow, some way. Get a Bible, ask a friend, ask somebody, get a Bible. You can order them here in the States through Amazon, any place. Get a Holy Bible. I use a King James Version. It doesn't have to be a King James, but just get a Bible and start getting into the Bible and reading the Bible. Then once you read the Bible, you'll want to learn more. I would suggest you go to a church, find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. one that believes in God 100%, and then start telling people. And that's what you want to do. Tell friends, tell family, tell coworkers how this has changed your life. And that's it. God doesn't have a bunch of requirements, folks, where God asks you to go out and walk 5 billion miles or something like that. Then he'll say, well, after you completed PT, your physical therapy, and your endurance tests, then you have to do this, this, and this. God, through Jesus Christ, just wants you to follow him and just admit that we make mistakes and just repent of our mistakes. God is a wonderful God. God is a great God. God is the almighty God. God is the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, meaning the beginning. For those folks that don't know this, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And so you must understand God created all things. God created you special. God loves you, and I love you too, folks. And you're special. And I pray that this podcast gets out and I can help. If I can just help one person, that's fantastic. And then another person each day, and another person, another person. Bring folks. That's my whole objective. It isn't to make money. I don't care about that. It's just to bring people to Jesus Christ, to God, through Jesus Christ, folks, in the name of Jesus. That's it. Because I really believe in my lifetime, you know, if you're on this earth, and I've been on this earth for quite a while, folks, you should do something with your life, something, besides just make money and buy big cars and big houses. Do something. Impact somebody's life. Give a crap for a change. Actually do something for somebody. Give to the needy. Give to the homeless. Do something for somebody. You can impact and change. You don't know it, how great you can be. You're like, Eric, I don't have nothing. Well, I don't have nothing either. I really don't. I've been homeless before. Not anymore, but I've been homeless before. I've had to eat out of dumpsters. I've had a very hard life on and off. But I changed my life. I believe and have faith through Jesus Christ and God Almighty. And my life changed gradually. It didn't change drastically in one day. No, it takes some time. But it changed for the better and the better and better. Then I met a person, a special person in my life. And since that point, my life has been very good. Yeah, I've had some pain. I've had some ups and downs, challenges with a chronic back problem, always in pain because I have sciatica and I have a bulging disc in my back. It creates lots and lots of pain down my leg and throughout my body sometimes. But, you know, I don't complain. There are many people in the world worse off than me, folks. I just thank God I'm alive every day. I thank God I can wake up. And no matter what, some days I can't even sleep. But I thank God I'm still alive. And that's the most important thing you should understand in this world. Just thank God you're living, breathing, you're a human being, you're alive. And when you give the glory to Jesus Christ, and you give him all the glory to Jesus Christ, to God, you become another person over time. It helps change a person. It changes a person's outlook on life. It helps change a person, what they think, what they believe. They have a different moral, I like to say, a different moral guiding compass. So somebody can actually think about others for a change rather than thinking about how much money you can make. Yeah, I know money's important. Okay, I got it. Somebody would say, Eric, you don't understand. I got to pay the bill. Yeah, I understand that. But you can't take the money with you when you die. And folks, I'm just going to say this as I conclude this podcast. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and if you don't know, then I'm just going to tell you this, and I'm going to be as loving, as kind as I can, as a brother to a sister and another brother in Christ. If you don't know Jesus, you will go to hell, and there's nothing I can do about it. All I can say is I tried. I've tried, folks. I've really tried. I'm trying on this podcast. I don't want anybody to go to hell, and I'm not trying to scare you. I don't play fear porn or fear tactics. I'm just telling you, you'll either go to heaven or you'll either go to hell. And somebody will say, well, Eric, but I don't believe in God. Well, if you don't believe in God, then that's your deal. Then if Jesus returns, which he will, if Jesus returns and you don't believe in God, guess what? You're going to miss the bus That's not good either, folks, missing the bus. If we stay here and everything's done and everything over and nothing happens, then that's something different. But that's not how it's going to play out, folks. Jesus will return, the second coming of Jesus Christ. And you must be ready. You must be ready. And that's all I got to say, folks. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. And again, this is Eric. I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. And remember, folks, the description to this article and the actual link will be down in the description. For those folks tuning in on Apple, it's the same thing. It's right in the description. There'll be a clickable link. Just click that and read the whole story. You'll see all the numbers of the article that I'm talking about. Be well, be safe, folks. But most importantly, God bless you and your families. And thank you very much for listening, folks, and following. I love you all. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.